Hello, and welcome to another edition of Outside the Box, where old roles, R-O-L-E-S, are often stale. Today's topic is, an unarmed military? Last week I talked about Spain's pacifist defense minister, who's trying to steer soldiers away from fighting and toward nonviolent and humanitarian goals. Now let's get more specific, using a 25-year-old article from Jean Keyes, K-E-Y-E-S, called Force Without Firepower. He came up with categories and examples for any country's military having a very different mission. His idea was that instead of trying to abolish the military, governments could give soldiers nonviolent and humanitarian projects instead. This, of course, would mean that soldiers would not be trained to kill, but rather to save lives and environments. As Major General Mariano Rondon of the Brazilian Indian Protection Service said, "Die if you must, but never kill." A gutsy and courageous motto, eh? Jean Keyes named 10 different roles for nonviolent military forces and cited historical examples for each of the 10. He explained how a trained military force, without using any weapons, could carry out each in contemporary situations. Some of the 10 were easier to imagine. We can envision troops doing natural disaster rescues, or civic actions like tree planting or building health clinics in unserved areas. If only the troops in New Orleans during Katrina had done rescues instead of protecting property. His colossal action example was Wendy Campbell Purdy, who, with a few troops, planted 130,000 trees in Algeria to keep the Sahara Desert from further engulfing the country. A few thousand troops doing constant planting might stop the Sahara in its tracks. It's harder to think of unarmed soldiers leading civilians in a nonviolent invasion of another country, but that's exactly what Morocco's King Hassan ordered in 1975 when his country invaded the Spanish Sahara. Over 320,000 civilian invaders gained control of a small part of the country, pressuring Spanish soldiers to leave. The Spaniards did, and left the country under Moroccan control. And there's the fascinating story of Mariano Rondon and the unarmed troops of the Brazilian Indian Protection Service. They managed to make friends with native groups in the Amazon region and to end hostilities between settlers and indigenous groups. They were true to their motto of die if you must, but never kill. A few Brazilian troops did die, but no Indians. If we throw out the traditional ideas of what an army has to be, we can find unorthodox but very effective strategies for using a military force to solve conflicts without the loss of life. And Keyes gave historical examples to prove it. The key to changing the role of the military is to change its mandate and then train soldiers to carry it out. As I mentioned last week, Spain's prime minister and pacifist defense minister are changing that country's military mission toward strategies of nonviolent military action. They may be a model of a new kind of unarmed military force for our world. Do these ideas sound too pie in the sky for you? Or are they just lacking the political will to make them real? Would you have the courage to be part of an army without weapons, with the motto, "Die if you must, but never kill"? If these ideas make you come alive, email news@weru.org or call 469-6600. I'm Larry Danziger, wishing you great success today and thinking more creatively about what a military force could do.